Hi, my name is Milton Jones. I want to welcome you to Fresh Steps for You, where our goal each time is to feed you with knowledge and understanding so you can order your life according to the Word of God so you can have your best life yet. Now, last time we was talking about what's the most important scripture in the Bible, and we said, inequivocally, it's Genesis 1 and 1, which says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And why would you say that? It's because, hey, if you don't believe that, you won't believe John 3:16, that God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that who believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And you wouldn't believe that by grace are you saved through faith, this gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So let's go back to, now that we say we believe that Genesis 1:1 is the most important and that God created the heavens and the earth, let's find out how he did it. Turn with me, if you will, over to John chapter 1. That's the Gospel of John chapter 1. We're going to start at verse 1, and it says this. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the same was in the beginning with God, and all things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. So you're saying that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and all things was made by him. Who is the him? Talking about the Word. All things was made or created by the Word. And without the Word was not anything made that was made. Man, do you have another place you could prove that out? Absolutely. Turn it over to Colossians chapter 1, verse number 15, which says this. He says, he is the image of the invisible God. Who we're talking about? Jesus Christ the Son, the firstborn of all creation. Now check this out. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether throne or dominion or principality or powers, all things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and all things in him, all things consist or exist. So you're saying that in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the way that he did it was through his son, Christ Jesus, and we're going to find out how he went about doing it. He used words. When God gets ready to create anything, everything with God and everything in the kingdom of God begins with the Word of God. He always gives the Word first. And when that Word is released, there's enough faith in that Word to cause everything that's being said to be manifested in the earth. You know the interesting thing about it? God created his world like that. Can I tell you something? We're going to find out that's how you create your world, by your words. Man, I don't know about you, but it's getting real good here. Hey, my name again is Milton Jones. I want to thank you for joining us here at Fresh Steps for You. We'll see you next time. Have a great day. Bye-bye.